This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, residents relieved no lives were lost after a fire gutted a home late last night. A trade unionist and former opposition senator shares why he intends to challenge the outcome of the FTC rate hearing. As rate review all continues, interveners question the BLNP's director's fees as well as head office expenses as the BLNP boss defends these expenses. General Secretary of the NUPW responds to the acting Prime Minister's statements on the work ethics of public workers, and government has plans in place to assist the island's at-risk youth in finding employment opportunities. And PAHO believes that COVID-19 presents an opportunity to strengthen mental health in the Americas. Good afternoon. I'm Lurian Graham-Carter.
The lunchtime edition is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Can we talk about life? Your young children, your babies, your heartbeats, they're counting on you to keep them safe and prepare them for the years ahead. ICBL can help you to create a path for their future success. It's the best gift you can give them. Talk to us about our life products that include whole life and universal life products with opportunities to generate funds for future education and fulfill other dreams. Go on and give your kids the head start that they need for the road ahead. Visit ICBL.com today and talk to us about life. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean. You can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC First Caribbean.
Police are investigating a house fire which occurred at about 9:30 p.m. last night. The two-bedroom house owned by 48-year-old Petra Peters and her husband Adrian Hines, along with their two children at Rogers Road Government Hill, St. Michael, was extensively damaged. A Suzuki Swift motor car owned by Adrian Hines was also destroyed. A second house owned by 58-year-old Elizabeth Callender received heat and water damage. Investigations are continuing into the incident. Meantime, when Starcom Network News visited the Rogers Road Government Hill, St. Michael, some residents were still shaken up by last night's fire, as one neighbor recalls the incident, stating she was grateful no one was home when the fire took place.
The neighbors tried with the hoses that we had available, but that was not enough power and pressure to really do much of it. They were more concentrated on trying to wet their side of the house next to the fire. But by the time the fire trucks got here, the house was pretty much gone, really.
She says the weather helped to control what could have been a worse situation.
The rain helped to dampen the neighboring houses, so that was good. So we're very thankful for that. And everybody is safe. Even if they don't have a roof over their head, the family is safe this morning.
The neighbor who witnessed the fire from the beginning says the fire was initially put out at around 1 a.m., but the fire department had to return.
There were still some flames this morning. Up to this morning, the fire truck came back again this morning because it sparked back up, but a neighbor came and threw some water on it, but the fire truck still came. So I guess we still have to be vigilant because I don't know what is in there, but obviously some flammable materials that is sparking back up every once in a while.
And that was a neighbor who witnessed the house fire. A trade unionist is calling out the Fair Trading Commission's rate hearing as unconstitutional. Trade unionist and former opposition Senator Caswell Franklin told Starcom Network News he plans to challenge any outcome of the ongoing FTC rate hearing. He said that the current FTC rate hearing is not properly constituted, as made reference to the Fair Trading Commission's Act Cap 326B.
First schedule to the Fair Trading Commission Act says the chairman shall be an attorney of 10 years standing or a person who have held High Judicial Office. I know the chairman of that meeting. He was one of my juniors at school. And I've not followed his career so closely, but I cannot remember a time when he sneaked out and went to law. He's an accountant, and he should not be there ruling on legal points.
And that was trade unionist Caswell Franklin in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
How good is your motor cover? Well, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. No one wants to have a car accident, but accidents do happen when we least expect them. With ICBL Motor Insurance, you have the comfort of knowing that our OmniPlus roadside team will come to your aid, your straightforward claims are settled quickly, and claims payments are guaranteed. Save 12.5% when you purchase new motor insurance online. You can also renew your policy and choose varying payment options using your Visa debit or credit card. It is that easy. Remember, the proof of the coverage is in the coverage. Learn more at icbl.com. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Intervenor Kenneth Wendt has questioned why, since 2016, the director's fee at the Barbados Light and Power Company have been increasing. He also questioned what caused this increase.
So director's fees in 2015 were $72,000 a year. Mr. Blackmon, could you explain to me why in the year of 2020 the director's fees would be $228,000? What would have caused the director's fees that all along never reached these levels? But since 2016, these director's fees, Mr. Chairman, is going to... What is causing that?
Mr. Wendt, as he cross-examined the BLMP's boss during this morning's rate review application hearing, also questioned the head office expenses. However, managing director of the power company, Roger Blackmon, defended the spending of the head office, noting that these expenses represent less than 1% of the company's expenses.
Those costs include, there's legal and compliance, there's internal audits, engineering support from time to time, there's HR support for HR initiatives, there's health, safety, and environment support that comes. Yes, those are services that perhaps in some instances can come from outside. I do not believe that we would get them at a better cost than we get them internally. But those are services that we receive in a business as an affiliate of a company that has expertise residing within the business, sometimes at head office, sometimes at another affiliate. And that's the nature of those costs, which represent less than 1% of the company's expenses.
Managing Director of the Barbados Light and Power Company, Roger Blackmon. And General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green, has responded to the acting Prime Minister's statement on the work ethics of public workers. In a statement, Mr. Green urged employees to remain focused as the union seeks to negotiate better working conditions for them.
Today I speak on your behalf as the NUPW prepares to enter into negotiations for improved conditions of service for public officers. This is where the true value of your work will be assessed relative to the value that you receive. This union is aware, and we remind all members that it is very common at these times to hear public comments about their work ethic and productivity. We encourage you to maintain your focus, to continue to give your very best at work for the good of the guests, residents, and citizens who rely on the services which you provide daily. The NUPW knows that the conditions under which you work are not always comfortable and enabling, but public officers, you produce high-quality output with the limited resources provided to you.
General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green. Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith says his ministry has plans in place to assist the island's young people in finding employment opportunities. Speaking to Starcom Network News at the start of the Get Hired Employability Workshop at the Hilton Hotel this morning, Mr. Griffith explained the new initiative.
One of our new programs at the ministry is the Block Committee. And the Block Committee is in place to interact directly with those youngsters who are on the blocks across this country. What the Block Committee is doing is, one, conducting a survey to find out the needs of those persons who are on the blocks. Two, to register those youngsters who are on the blocks into vocational programs. These are programs at SJPI, programs at Palm Marine, and programs that are being represented through the Barbados Vocational Training Board.
He added that plans are also in place to take the program into the prison system.
In addition to that, we have taken the step to go into the prison system to provide an opportunity for those persons who are within our target group up to age 29 with an opportunity that when they exit the prison system, that they can source training programs at the same institutions that I mentioned before. So these are some of the measures that the ministry is putting in place to mitigate the issues of those persons that may be deemed at risk, those persons who need a second chance in life.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. And outgoing director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, at the 30th Pan American Sanitary Conference, stated that the COVID-19 pandemic has adversely impacted the mental health and well-being of everyone everywhere. The meeting examined multiple factors contributing to poor mental health with the aim of prioritizing mental health as a pillar to advance health, noting that there is no health without mental health as the Americas recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic. And recapping the headlines. Residents relieved no lives were lost after a fire gutted a home late last night. A trade unionist and a former opposition senator shares why he intends to challenge the outcome of the FTC rate hearing. As the rate review continues, interveners question the BLNP's director's fees as well as head office expenses, as the BLNP's boss defends these expenses. General Secretary of the NUPW responds to the acting Prime Minister's statement on the work ethics of public workers, and government has plans in place to assist the island's at-risk youth in finding employment opportunities. And PAHO believes the COVID-19 pandemic presents an opportunity to strengthen mental health in the Americas. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I am Lurian Graham Carter. Good afternoon.